4 days in the books. Thoughts so far?
I think it's been good. You know, obviously it's a new experience for me with a new coaching staff and all this. But I think it's been very good. The energy's been good. The guys have worked hard. So I think it's been good. You know, I can just speak from a defensive perspective. The guys, they have a lot to learn, though, too. But I think it's been good so far.
How far along are they with the team right now? Mentally.
You know, I'll just say this. We do have a long way to go, but that's the natural thing to say. But it's also the truth. And I think everybody in training camp at this time is at that spot. It's a new scheme, and we also have some players playing new positions. So obviously, you know, you'd always like to be further than you are at this time. And in a year from now, they will be much further. But, you know, they're learning. They got a lot to learn. And so these, you know, these next weeks and all will be real important to a lot of guys.
How far is Robert set back with the delay?
Oh, I don't know. That's a hard one to gauge. You know, we'll see when he gets out here. He had the mini camps. He had the OTAs and all those. So he is familiar with all the language and everything we're doing. But I don't think he's that far behind. You know, he'll pick it up, I think, pretty quick. But, you know, he's a bright guy. And like I said, he's familiar with it. So we'll see.
Could you talk a little bit about the defensive line? It doesn't seem like you have an awful lot of starting experience there. How much more is that?
Well, reality is we don't have a lot of starting experience, but that doesn't mean we don't have players. The guys are, you know, they're working hard. We're finding out a lot about them. There wasn't a lot of film on them, obviously, prior to trying to evaluate them. So we're doing a lot of evaluations, but it's a very hard-working group. I think that Wayne Nunley, our defensive line coach, is outstanding. Never worked with Wayne before, but I think he does a great job. So they're getting the best of teaching. You know, I look for the guys to perform, and we'll just see. Like I said, we've got a lot of work ahead of us. And our practice days as well as our mini camp days, or not mini camp, but our preseason games will be important to all those guys.
Is the talent level adequate, do you think, there in the press bunch?
I think it is, but you'll find out, you know, obviously in through competition. Because when a guy hasn't been on film, you really don't know what you're going to get until you get out there and play. So you really, it's a hard one to answer until we really play some games.
Why is this defense going to be better?
Why? I'd like to think you know, because of a lot of reasons. I think that the focus, first off, to be good on defense, you need the whole team to be good, just like on offense. It is a team thing. If you're on the field a long time, it's hard to be good. Because, you know, you get exhausted and all those things. But I would imagine as a team, we'll take care of business there. But more importantly, I think that the scheme, what you try to do with the scheme, and in particular 3-4, is obviously you try to utilize the talents of all your players. I think it does that. And so for that reason, again, the games will dictate how much better we get, but so we'll wait and see. But like I said, I've got confidence not only in our coaches that are surrounding me, but also the players and everything we're doing. So it's just a matter of working.
Why is it your preferred defense?
Why is it? I think that it's got versatility within it. You can go from a 3-4 to a 4-3 in one play. And so if you have injury or you have to game adjust, all those things, it's very easy to do. It doesn't affect the secondary, so secondary is secondary. But when you talk about the front seven, a 3-4 adapts to a 4-3 very well. It's very difficult to make a 4-3 go the other way because now you're talking about a real, you know, 300-pound guy trying to drop into coverage. So it's got flexibility. And like I said, whether you're game planning or trying to get ready for somebody due to injury, those kinds of things, it adapts very well. As you know, you have limitations as far as how many people you can, you know, put up for the game, things like that. So I think it's just, like I said, for those reasons, I think it's a good choice.
Speaking of big guys trying to drop into coverage, how much progress are you making so far in the transition people you have playing outside linebacker?
It's easier for some than others. You know, some of the guys are better space players than others, kind of like guys play special teams. Some guys are better space players than others, but some of that's also what you call. You know, some drops are tougher than others. So as we learn more about our guys, you learn more about how much stress you put on them in coverage. But all the guys we have doing it are capable. You know, I'm not worried about it. If they were, we'd move them back to putting their hand in the ground, in the dirt, which would make them a defensive lineman. And so we've got them in the right places.
What's going to be a strength in defense personnel-wise?
Well, that's, you know, we'll have to wait and see on that one. It's really hard. There's no way to answer.
I mean, you know, what position group do you think is going to be?
Well, as a group, the experience on the back end is going to take the least amount of changes. You know, if you just throw 3-4 and 4-3 out, which I think is fair to do in this case, we've got an experienced secondary. So I would hope that, you know, guys like Champ and Brian and Naughty and Coleman, you know, Goodman and all those guys, I think they'll all, you know, that's a good group of guys. So I would hope that that their experience would rub off on some of the other guys too.
Mike, how much did you have to do with bringing Ronald Fields here?
You know, I got to credit most all the personnel things. Obviously, Josh, head coach, that's his responsibility. It's not my area.
But you obviously worked with him. What do you like?
I did.
About him?
Let's just say this: the only thing I felt good about is he probably wouldn't have come if he didn't want to. He knew I was here, so he came. So what the heck? So that's kind of the way it went.
He didn't start much at San Francisco, but do you feel like he's got the ability?
He alternated and he played a lot. You know, he mixed a lot. He was one of the – they were also in a 3-4 there, and we also played some 4-3. But he was always a player. You know what I'm saying? He started some. He didn't start consistently all the time, but he was a starter from time to time.
Did you see him progressing during the time that
he matured a good bit, yeah, because early on, I don't know how much he played as a rookie. Probably not very much. Not many rookies play much. But as we went along, he played, and he did a good job. You know, guys always mature as they go along, and he got better and better, and he's doing a good job here.
Having been a head coach, what's it like seeing Josh go through that experience for the first time and taking the reins?
Look, I focus on myself. I got my own job to do. But you know, other than that, I think he's doing a real good job. I really do. He's got good confidence in front of the team. I think he's got good command presence in front of the team. Obviously, he comes from very good mentors. I think he's doing an outstanding job with the football team. You know, and that's really where it all starts. As long as you have your team, you're in good shape.
What do you remember about your time here?
What's that?
You were his first hire. What was the mission he gave you to be the defensive coordinator? What did he say you want fixed?
Help him win. It really was. Other than that, there really wasn't much talk about fixing. We knew at that time we were going to adjust the defense to whatever we had. And at that time, as you all know, since then a lot of players have changed. So, you know, so obviously Josh has continued to try and build the defense in the way he wants it to look like. And obviously in hiring me, you know, he had a vision that he wanted to look like something. And hopefully we're giving him that vision. And I believe we are. And it starts with the scheme. And from there, as he has told you many times, I'm sure too, you know, the smart, tough football team that also plays really good in critical situations is really what he's trying to do, the entire football team, not just the offense but the defense as well.
Everybody wants that. How do you make it happen?
You work on it. Believe me, a lot of people just talk about those things, but they don't work on them. You have to have physical practices. You have to address those situations that you talk about and not just, I mean, on the field, and not just get into a meeting and say, this is what we do right here, and then you never get on the field and practice it. Next to playing games, practice is the next best opportunity to learn how to, you know, how to get ready for Sundays. And we do a lot of that, which is really important. But believe me, a lot of teams just, they kind of talk a good game. And other than that, they go out and run their plays, and that's kind of it. And Josh is very thorough, I would say, just probably how his mentor has been.
Teams that play the 3-4 really aggressively have been very successful and famous with it. What does it take to be able to play it that way?
Play the 3-4, because naturally it's built for it. A 3-4, one of the things that gives the offense problems if they're not ready for it is that fourth rusher can come from anywhere. Typically in football on defense, you rush four guys. That's just a straight-up rush. If you rush less than that, they call it prevent. If you rush more than that, they call it a blitz. So base would be four guys. Well, in a 3-4, that fourth guy, you don't know where he's coming from. So that's pretty nice from a defensive standpoint because the offense has to be on his toes. In a 4-3, you've already said who they are. The four down linemen come. So that's where it really starts. Now, it gets more complex than that with coverage and all that stuff, but coverage is the same in whatever your front might be. But in a simple fashion, like I said, that fourth rusher can come from a lot of spots, and that's what probably makes it more unique than the 4-3.
Mike, realistically, what should the expectations be for this defense this year? You know what happened last year here with the defense.
You know, just to get better. That's the best thing to say, just to get better and better each week. That's where we start, and if we do that, I think we'll end in a good place.
A few more from Mike. You like being back here?
I do. I've always admired Pat Bowlen. I worked for Pat when he was here before. I think Denver's a great city. Two of my children were born here. We had great experiences out here 6 years with Dan Reeves. Like I said, the organization, Pat Bowlen, everything, the city, we'd always, you know, we just always a great place. So, that's why we're back.
Kenny Pierce have a chance to make the team?
I sure hope so. Yeah.
Were you anxious to get back into it after the way things ended?
Sunday's a hard day when you're not coaching your coach. Sunday's hard. The week can get by, but Sundays are hard. And those weeks where I was watching games, it wasn't easy. Yeah.
Did you learn anything from that experience that you take to this? Or
I think so. Well, you know, one of the things you never get to do as a coach during the season, or even as a player, but as a coach in particular, is you don't ever get to do as much study of the opponents other than the one you're going to play. And I was fortunate to be able to do some network stuff and radio and TV and things like that where I had to study it because they were asking about all the teams. And so I'd never done that before as far as studying everybody in the course of the season. And I did learn a lot about the different teams at that time. It was good. I enjoyed it. And I think there was some stuff I gained from it. Studied some scheme as well that really helped.
You studied all teams. What did you think when you saw the Broncos specifically?
When I saw them, you know what? I saw them and they were having a difficult time. You know, that's about all I really say about it. It was difficult. And I wasn't on the inside to really say why it was difficult, but in Washington. And I'll say this, I didn't study them an awful lot because looking back on it, I didn't do very many of their games. If they had done some things that really interested me from a defensive standpoint that I thought were really good, like Philadelphia did, the Giants did, Baltimore did, Pittsburgh did, all those teams I studied pretty thorough from a defensive standpoint. Other than that, the games that I did week to week, I can't remember them being one of the games other than maybe at the end when there was that run to try and get in the playoffs.
When you say you studied schemes, then you mean you studied defensive schemes.
Right, and offenses as well, but primarily some of the defenses, the ones I named were the defenses.
Thanks. Will it be tough at all to go back to San Francisco the first preseason?
It'll be different. You know, a couple of my children still live out there, so I'm looking forward to that. And as you all know, when you have a job, it's about relationships and people. So if there's anything I miss at all, it's the relationships with some of the people. But I'll see them at that time. So thanks, guys.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks very much.